Blackstone presents Highland Justice by Heather McCollum. This book is read by Timothy Campbell. Book of Revelations 1. I watched as the Lamb opened the first of the seven seals. Then I heard one of the four living creatures say in a voice like thunder, "Come." 2. I looked, and there before me was a white horse. Its rider held a bow. And he was given a crown, and he rode out as a conqueror bent on conquest. 3. When the Lamb opened the second seal, I heard the second living creature say, "Come." 4. Then another horse came out, a fiery red one. Its rider was given power to take peace from the earth and to make people kill each other. To him was given a large sword. 5. When the Lamb opened the third seal, I heard the third living creature say, "Come." I looked, and there before me was a black horse. Its rider was holding a pair of scales in his hand. 6. Then I heard what sounded like a voice among the four living creatures saying, "£2 of wheat for a day's wages, and £6 of barley for a day's wages, and do not damage the oil and the wine." 7. When the Lamb opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth living creature say, "Come." 8. I looked, and there before me was a pale horse. Its rider was named Death. Northern Coast of Scotland, 25 December in the year of our Lord, 1590. Chapter 1. John Knox, Scottish theologian, 1550 AD. Christmas Day shall not be celebrated with popish joviality, but be a day of godly reflection and worship. Gideon Sinclair held up three velvet pouches. "Gifts for ye," he said, tossing one to Cain, his eldest brother and chief of the mighty Sinclair clan of northern Scotland. Cain balanced his eight-month-old daughter Mary over his shoulder as he caught it. "Your second brother is dead," Joshua Sinclair said, smiling wryly as he snatched out of the air the pouch Gideon threw at him. "Then I believe everything chiseled on tombstones," Gideon said, referring to the false grave marker Joshua had left behind on Orkney Isle, which declared his death. It was Christmas morning, and all four Sinclair brothers and their sister and aunt had gathered with their growing families at Girnigo Castle, their ancestral home in the north of Scotland. Morning church services with Pastor John were finished, and they had just eaten a hearty meal to celebrate the end of the fast leading up to Christmas. Gideon handed his youngest brother, Bas, his pouch. As large as the rest of them, the bag looked small in his...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?